and welcome to The Great Food Debate, presented by This Week Community News, a podcast about where to eat, drink, and more in Central Ohio. I'm your host, Abby Armbruster, and welcome to our deep dive for National Pizza Month. October has been celebrated as National Pizza Month since 1984, when the publisher of Pizza Today magazine named it so. Although we have covered pizza before on The Great Food Debate, we wanted to honor the best pizza in Central Ohio by dedicating an entire month to the delicious dish. Today, we will be discussing the minute details about pizza, from the crust to the toppings, and let's get into it with our panelists, who are...
Hi, I'm Delara Casey, and I run an Instagram account called Ferocious Appetite.
I am Vince Torero with In the Record Store, local music podcast, and a pizza aficionado.
I am Jim Ellison of Columbus Brew Adventures and the CMH Gourmand blog. I run a pizza tour, and I'm an unofficial pizza historian for Columbus, Ohio.
That I did not know. So
I also want to say in 1986, I filled up my Book It card and got a free personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. You can add that to my credentials. Yeah. Sorry, Jim. I just felt really inadequate.
I filled in.
I just went to Little Caesars last week. So.
I never had the persistence to do what you did. You're truly the wind beneath my wings now.
All right. So usually we start our discussion by asking where your favorite pizza place is in Central Ohio, but we're doing things a little bit differently in today's episode. For a reminder for our listeners, one of our very first episodes of this podcast discussed the best pizza in Columbus, and some of the restaurants mentioned in that episode were Adriatico's, Yellow Brick Pizza, and Gatto's. So we all discussed that was the best pizza, quote unquote, in Central Ohio. So we're going to instead focus on different categories of pizza places. So we'll kick it off with best traditional or pan pizza. So whatever you think would be a traditional pizza slice is what you think of. Delara, do you want to start us off?
I'm going to pass to Vince.
I'm going to pass to Jim.
Oh.
I'm going to phone a friend. Well, we're separate. So we have traditional and we have pan, because I would say those are two. You saw me taking all these notes before,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So best traditional, I'm going to say we're going to call it traditional Columbus style, right? Because we have our own style of pizza.
I was going to say pizza cut or party cut.
Yeah. So
would
thin
you say,
crust,
is that different?
Tavern or party cut, that means squares.
Yes.
And for our East Coast listeners out there, just deal with it, okay? They're squares. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
It'll
speak
okay,
your language
right?
Soon enough.
Yeah. So, you know, Columbus style pizza. What's the epitome of that? If the easiest one to wrap your head around is Donato's, long history there. We can talk about that later.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
My favorite Columbus style is Iacono's. And Iacono's is
choice.
A spinoff of the massive Tommy's empire.
Yes.
Tommy Iacono, right?
Yeah.
So Iacono's is a family spinoff of that. And they'd say if you're looking at true Columbus style pizza, Gatto's, which you mentioned before, definitely deserves a strong nod. To my knowledge, they're the oldest continuously operating pizza place in Columbus. So they've been at the same location since 1954 or so.
And a note to the listeners out there, if you want to try Gatto's, you've got to pay cash.
Yes. Yeah, critical.
So don't roll up with your credit card thinking you're going to walk out with a pie in your hand.
Yeah. I think one of the places that sticks out in my mind in terms of, like, if we're going like Columbus style with the conversation here, I really, for sentimental reasons, Grandma's Pizza, small chain. I mean, I wouldn't even put it necessarily maybe in my top five or whatever, but there's just something to be said about the emotional connection to pizza. And for that one, I have a lot of ties to my past with that, because mom is a nutrition and dietetics major, so when we would get together, she'd be like, well, you gotta have some orange juice to counteract the nitrites and the, you know, pepperoni and stuff. So my memory of eating pizza is pepperoni, cheese, of course, with the Grandma's Pizza and a glass of orange juice.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That was it.
That would have made food unfun.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah. I didn't mind it. I got used to it.
That's how you knew.
What is your grandma's location of choice?
The Reynoldsburg location.
Okay, very good. That we've set the stage, so to say. And it can be confusing because, I mean, that is a great pizza, but we also have Granddad's Pizza.
Yeah, right.
So
true.
Sometimes
right.
You get confused about which grandparent am I getting pizza from today.
That's
yes.
True.
Are they related, grandmas and grandpas?
Not to my
Granddad's.
Knowledge.
Yeah. Granddad's was mentioned a couple of times by our listeners on Twitter and on Instagram. So
yeah, very popular. I would second Tommy's as well. That was my first Columbus style pizza that I ever had. So I think that was just, that's kind of just set the stage. This is what Columbus style pizza is like. And so yeah, I like Tommy's. They're on my list.
Perfect. All right. And would that be different than best thin crust pizza in your mind?
I would say, yeah. I mean, Columbus by its nature is a thin crust, but there is super thin crust, which is my vote to saying that Robino's is not Columbus style pizza. And if you have like some eerie music or something, you can feed into this recording later. That's when you put it in. Here comes the email and the Twitter thing. It's like, it is so incredibly thin. It is less than cracker thin. It is rolled and pressed.
It's like the phyllo dough.
It's beyond thin. So that is the epitome of thin crust pizza.
Fair enough.
Well, what I love is about Robino's is the fact it comes in like a little tent, you know, and it's just like, what is this?
Yeah. That is tradition, because before we had pizza boxes, we had paper pizza tents, and actually that's better for the pizza. It helps the airflow and everything like
that. I love it. I love it.
They probably also have like a warehouse full of them from the 1950s. They're just waiting to
they had to get a minimum order.
It's like, yeah, Robino's is the one company keeping that you know, outsourced or alive or whatever.
Do you have a different thought on thin crust pizza, Delara?
So I'm going to tell you I'm not a fan of thin crust pizza.
Okay.
I don't really party that way. I mean, when I'll eat it if it's being served, but I don't seek out thin crust pizza. And also, this is funny, my husband can vouch for this. I never ordered a pizza until I was 28 years old.
What?
Like, the first time I ordered a pizza.
Was this like some religious thing with your family?
No, it was just like, I never ordered a pizza for like myself. I just would, there would be pizza at a party. I would eat pizza. I'd be good till the next time pizza came around. I would go somewhere and get a slice or a pie. I would walk in and like have a pizza.
And she just drove a car last week.
Wow. Yeah. This sounds strangely like funny. Congressional testimony, right? It's like, I was present when pizza was there, but I wasn't really involved with it at all.
Exactly. So there was I remember it was like, we were driving back from somewhere and he's like, hey, just call this pizza place and order a pizza. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm trying to like be all cool. And like the phone's ringing. I'm like, the phone's ringing. He's like, order the pizza. What do I do next? So yeah. So I guess to go around that, I've never ordered a thin crust pizza in my life. And the first time I ordered a pizza was like when I was 28 years old. So,
wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Where was the pizza place that you ordered your first pizza?
It was a Flying Pizza. On Bethel Road. So it was a notable pizza place.
Yeah.
Which is no longer there. I drove by today and saw it's Pizza Primo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We can touch on that later, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be touching on that.
All right. Well, and on the total other side of the token, best deep dish pizza in Columbus. Jim, do you want to start us off there?
There are two candidates that I know of. We don't have a lot of great choice in that category.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Meister's Pizza, Meister's Bar, does a very good version of that. Just happens to be one of the stops on my pizza tour, which is why I picked it. And Yellow Brick Pizza has their deep dish, which has a long story to it, which goes back to Tristano's Pizza down in Grove City, which is closed.
Yeah, that's true.
So Lou Tristano, a pizza savant, incredibly good at making pizza, not so great at running a restaurant. So when he closed up, the folks at Yellow Brick said, hey, we really like what you do. Can we mentor and kind of you show us how to make your pizza? We'll even name it after you. So you can get this great, I'd say 95% as good as what Tristano's deep dish pizza was at Yellow Brick. Limited dough balls. When they run out, they run out. Get it while you can.
Call ahead if you know how to order
exactly.
Pizza.
and Lou grew up in Chicago, famous pizza makers in his family. He started making pizza when he was 13 there. So like, if you're going to have anything that's really true to Chicago deep dish, that was it. It's the best I've ever had in the city. So those are my two.
And so I'm guessing you would never go to Giordano's or?
Yeah, I would go there. I went there for free when they opened, but I didn't order from them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you can even include that in the conversation because it's...
It is a chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not dogging on it because I can only say so much because I've never been there, but I at least know enough to say, like, you know, I feel weird when you include, you know, people like Yellow Brick in a conversation with Jared.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Cool. In terms of a deep dish, one of the, I don't know if it classifies as a traditional deep dish, but there's a really good stuffed pizza from Leone's, and they have a really good, it's just get it.
I have had that, and I concur. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, it's pretty legit. And Ryan, the guy who owns the shop, is he's intense, and that guy's legit about pizza.
He is a professional dough tosser, so he goes to these contests where they compete in tossing pizza dough and things like that, and he wins them all the time. So he's got some skills.
I want that title.
Well,
on
they just won. The Slice of Columbus had the Critics' Choice and the Critics' Choice Traditional, Critics' Choice Specialty, and they won both categories.
Wow.
So.
Legit.
Yes.
So I was going to say Giordino's because the first time I had it was in Chicago at the original. And so
That's fair.
As we've talked about restaurants growing and scaling and things kind of change when you have to do that, you know, I haven't had it here in Columbus, but it was memorable. It was a memorable pie. It was, you know, amazing. So
it was deep.
But I want to try Meister's now. I wrote that down just because I like the name.
Yeah.
Is the bread a little thick too on there? Like, I mean, I'm not dissing it. I'm just saying there's a little bit of a thicker crust.
It's a thicker crust. It's I would say a fusion of a true deep dish and just what a Chicago style pizza is, which is kind of in the middle. You'll like it. You won't be suffering. Yeah.
It's a cool, fun little dank bar like setting.
Yeah. Friday, Saturday is crazy busy. Go on an off day to fully enjoy that pizza. You can get it to go as well.
Yeah.
Little weird side note to Meister. So originally when it started, it was called Pie Pizza. Not like pie like you eat, but pie, the mathematical concept.
Yeah.
Okay. That went over everybody's head. And so it's like, it's Meister's Pizza. No, it's Pie Pizza. It's Meister's Pizza. So they just gave up. So the legacy of that, it's a phone number, which ends 3141. It's the beginning of pie.
Yeah. Awesome.
So that'll help you for your carryout order.
You yeah.
Massey's has a deep dish pizza.
Yes.
Yeah.
Massey's does?
Massey's has a deep dish pizza. Plug here.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention Massey's, of course.
Sure. So,
and they are somewhat credited as creating the party cat, even though they say we don't even know how it was created.
Well, you happen to have a pizza historian here, and we can cover that later.
Such a wealth of knowledge.
Yes. So let's talk best Sicilian pizza, which would be like rectangular pizza, thicker, not as deep as deep dish, but similar to like Jets is probably something that everybody's tried at least once in their life. So, Delara, does anything come to mind for Sicilian?
Adriaticos.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's other good pizzas out there, but why?
Yeah.
Adriaticos. I
mean, so Adriaticos for sure. I also, Flying Pizza had a Sicilian. Mm-hmm. We can talk about that.
Moment of silence.
Gosh, man. I had some good pizzas there, but.
Lost Restaurants of Columbus, volume 27.
We'll just refresh that every year.
Yes, I was going to say for our listeners who did not hear, Delara and Jim were on our Last Restaurants episodes.
It was emotionally draining, but worth it.
It's hard to see your emotion right now.
I know.
It'll get better.
But so yeah, Adriaticos for sure. Fly Pie for sure. Those are the two on the top of my list. I'm a big fan of Sicilian pizza. I like my husband and I drink, it's a substantial crust is what I call it. I like carbs. I'm not afraid of carbs. Mm-hmm. I like a good sauce. I think that's a really important ingredient in a Sicilian. Cheese is just to me an accessory on pizza sometimes, depending on what kind of pizza you're going. We'll talk about that later, you guys. Jim's.
Okay. Breathe.
There's like clouds of smoke flying out of his ears right now. Vince just handed him a paper bag to breathe into. But so yeah, I think when you're looking at a Sicilian, I think that the foundational ingredients of crust and sauce are where they kind of make the most impact. Mm-hmm. So those are my two.
Yeah.
All right.
Your new tagline is now embrace the substance.
Embrace the substance.
I like that. We need a t-shirt with that on it.
Yes.
All right, Vince.
I would concur, but and then I would add a sidebar of, does anybody remember the Bigfoot pizza from Pizza Hut?
Oh.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
That was a Sicilian style.
It was.
If I do recall correctly.
Yeah.
That's a lot of books you'd have to read to get that one for free, though.
Yeah, I'm still reading for that one. Yeah, but so that'd be my shout out to some old school pizza there. But I would say really, I had Adriaticos last week, and I was like, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
you've been to the new location for Adriaticos?
I have not yet.
Have you?
No.
I haven't either. I'm waiting. It's going to be like a
get away from pilgrimage.
We should have
live episode
on location.
Yeah. Let's do it. We should do it. Like have like a, make it like real like you know like O Fortuna in the background. We just got in the car. Turn the music off.
Adriaticos, if you're listening, for the price of one pizza, we could come see you.
Ooh,
hey, you got to start. Let's say five, and then we'll work down.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Where were we? Hey, little insider thing for Adriaticos. My wife brought me onto this, and I had never encountered this concept before, but it's the extra sauce in Adriaticos.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know there's different ways to get it. So I had never ordered extra sauce on Adriaticos before because I thought, well, why? It's already so perfect and wonderful. But she introduced that to me and was like, it was a game changer. It's like next level addition. And the way to do it is you want the sauce on top, not under the cheese, even though cheese doesn't really matter, right. Apparently.
No, it matters in a different
but
way.
But if that extra sauce goes on top of your pizza and you get pepperoni, which you probably should because it's these big, giant, like huge discs of pepperoni, the extra sauce is just a mound on top of it, and it caramelizes a little bit. It is a wonderful thing to experience. Hmm. And that was like, I think my wife's and I, like a fifth or sixth date. So I'm like, all right, we're good. We can get married now.
Awesome. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you've proven your
got
worth.
Got an inside scoop on pizza that's valuable to me.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, apparently Adriaticos is where it's at. And that was one of the top listed in our very first episode. So, all right. So what about coal-fired pizza? And I only say coal-fired meaning where you have the black bits on the bottom of the crust, but it's still kind of a whiter crust. It's not golden brown all the
so
way
So we'll
over.
Expand that out to coal or a wood-fired oven.
Sure, sure,
which
yeah.
might fall into the world of gourmet. And, of course, you've prefaced one of our answers already with the category. So
yes.
I see some facial expressions across from me.
And when mics were off, we discussed flatbreads do not count in that category, even though it feels like a really gray area for me.
Sure.
So I might accidentally throw out a flatbread.
Do it.
And
like when you sneeze or something.
When I sneeze.
You can bring up flatbreads in this. I'll allow it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that means I'm going first.
Just go ahead.
If you want to start it off.
Okay. So, and Jim, I want you to fact check me because I don't go back in the kitchen and see if it's fired or not, but I feel like it is. Mm-hmm. One of them that's in the name, Natalie's. So I can't go wrong.
I hope
that.
So.
Right.
Natalie's coal-fired pizza. I think that falls
it's
under
actually
the category.
A gas oven.
Yeah. Yeah. Filio.
Absolutely.
I also, I'm going to go, this is pretty much it's a flatbread, but we'll call it a pizza. Wine Bistro has some good flatbreads, and I believe they're wood-fired, so they could dance into that pizza category
they
a little
bit. They can dance, yeah.
They can dance if they want to.
Yeah,
they can leave their friends behind.
And if they're not friends, then their friends behind. But also, North Star has been experimenting with flatbreads.
They
have
just,
pizza
they've
stuff.
Shifted their classic flatbread around in the last several months. My mom is not happy with it.
Okay.
Oh.
I have not experienced it yet, so
well,
I cannot
make
one
decision.
Well,
if your mom doesn't like it, then I'm not going to try it.
I like
go ahead and try it.
And it depends on, you know, the type of, like, what's your reason for having pizza? Are you just having it for lunch? Are you having a party? Are you going out for a fancy night? So, but I think it's an accessible, nice wood-fired pizza. And then, so those are my ones. I just blanked on the other one, and I thought I had it written down, but I don't. But I'll probably have a light bulb come off of my head.
You just have the safety dance lyrics
I'm just
going to
let,
right
yeah, I know. I'm just going to let Vince go, because he's going to probably say the one I was thinking.
There's a really good one in the Short North. Cool ownership stories behind it. Pauly G's. That they're pretty solid. It is pretty authentic. When I had a show called Columbus by the Slice, we'd go out to pizza places and get to know some of the owners, and that was one that I was really impressed with, the backstory, the mentorship to actually open up a chain, because it started in New York. So that was really good. And then RIP Bono Pizza, that was truly, and I mean this sincerely, I don't say this lightly, some of the best pizza I've had in my entire life. Mm-hmm. I jumped into, bumped into Jake and Ruth at the Latin Fest a little while ago. And they're, you know, still dabbling in some stuff. So there's still potential that we may see something in the future. But that was some great, authentic. I mean, he sourced the wood from a guy and stuff. So I'd say Pauly G's and Bono.
Good answers. All right.
Truth on Bono. Yeah, absolutely. They probably just can't find a weird enough spot to open, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, at this point, they need like a cave or a treehouse or something that was even
like
more
a gas station,
unlikely.
And then they're like, apartment.
They've been there, done that. That's too mundane for them now. Bono, great. Bill York's the originator of that. Yeah. Jake is his protege, but that was outstanding pizza. Endorse everything that everybody said so far. Would throw in Gourmet Pizza on 4th Avenue, not too far from 7th Sun. That is pretty high-end. It is both gourmet, which is a play off the name, gourmet, but wood-fired and crazy eclectic farm-to-table ingredients. It's worth checking out for sure.
All right. And then, let's do Pizza by the Slice. Obviously, you know that Mikey's does Pizza by the Slice, but what other places would you suggest? Jim, you want to start?
Late Night Slice.
Is that the only place?
Well, it would have been Flying Pizza. RIP, episode volume 29 now with Bono and those guys together. But yeah, I can't know their By the Slice places jump
like
out at
Sbarro
me.
Sbarro does a By the Slice, I think, but that's, you know, a chain. So I have to say, like, I love Mikey's. I know they have all kinds of different pizzas and they do these crazy, you know, collaborations, but their mushroom pizza is really good. Hmm. I think it's one of the most underappreciated pizzas on their menu, and getting that By a Slice.
The quality of the mushrooms on that pizza exceed what one would expect.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, when you mentioned mushrooms, so the specialty pizza, that one at Slice of Columbus with Leone's, it has like three different kinds of mushrooms, some aioli sauce, like some really like trippy weirdness. That's like really good. And that's the one that won 2 years. That one, the specialty pizza from Leone's, won 2 years in a row.
Wow, wow!
So it's a pretty cool pizza. It's a little bit oilier, you know, but it's worth the trip.
Yeah. Must be something in those mushrooms.
A lot of the grocery stores do pizzas By the Slice. Like, you can go to Whole Foods and get By the Slice. You can go to Lucky's Market and get By the Slice, and they're pretty good pizzas. Mm-hmm. So I mean.
Costco.
My
for the
dad.
Best deal.
Value.
I mean, I'm talking about like making
value.
The pizza. Yeah. So anyway, yeah.
Dad for the longest time had this thing for Sam's Club Pizza.
Yeah.
It's really not, you know, it's not what I crave. Yeah. But so now it's still this
running
joke.
I think
joke.
Sometimes it's like, but it doesn't matter if it's good or not. But it's $1.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's part of the experience. Like, I'm going to go to Sam's Club. I'm going to get 85 rolls of toilet paper. I'm going to get, you know, 20
Well, and the samples, like, that was always a joy.
You need something to eat while you're checking out.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's $1 and comes with like a giant Coke too.
See, this is why, you know, people want to like destroy our country, because there's some countries that are starving, yet we have stores where you can go not only eat food, you can get food from a cafeteria down the way, and also buy giant amounts of food.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
Food on food on food.
Exactly.
Yeah. The self-loathing episode will be a future episode of this week. Yeah.
All right. And so going from Costco and Sam's Club food, let's talk about high-end and gourmet food.
Hey, wait, that's only downhill from there.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so if you want a really, you know, a good pizza with high-end ingredients, interesting toppings, stuff that is not just pepperoni and cheese, not that there's anything wrong with that. Delara, you want to start?
Harvest. I love to get a pizza from Harvest. I love the spicy Yuma. That's my jam. That's always top of my list. And again, to flatbread or whatever you want to call it, Wine Bistro has a really great like prosciutto and arugula flatbread / pizza. And the thing too is when you're going out for a fancy pizza, you want to have drinks that accompany that. Like if I'm going to go out and get a nice pizza, I want a nice cocktail or a nice craft brew to go with it. So that also helps kind of dictate where my decisions are going to go.
Totally.
So those are my votes.
All right, Jim.
I'd go the same route. Actually, the spicy Yuma is also mine thing too. Yeah. That is a great go-to choice. And their chopped salad is so perfectly simple. I know that's not pizza, but you know, might as well. If you're getting a fancy drink as well, just make it a whole meal.
A whole fancy meal.
Gourmet, I think, could also fall into that category. It's not a high-end dining experience, but the quality and the thought about ingredients and everything. It's like he is a true pizza zen master in a lot of ways. Filio, I think.
Okay,
to some
extent,
too, would fall into that
category. Wood-fired, too. I think they'd check off 2 boxes.
But it's high-quality ingredients, pretty good experience, would have some comparable sides or beverages to go with that.
Yeah. All right, and Vince?
See, I'd almost recluse myself, if that's the word or whatever, from this category, because to me, like, pizza is cheese and, like, pork products. That's it. Like, if I got to say, if I look at words and it takes me a second to figure out how to pronounce it, it's got, like, 3 or 4, you know, syllables, all this other stuff. I don't know. I just like classic, traditional, like style pizza. So I'll respectfully dismiss myself in this part of the discussion.
I think it's fitting that there's an American flag right behind you you state
that's
that.
Right.
For context, he's sitting in front of an American flag, wearing a hat with a giant piece of bacon on it and a pizza T-shirt.
Yeah.
So definitely speaking.
Clearly, my wife did not dress me this morning.
But I respect your beliefs on that, because I think fundamentally, and doesn't have to be across the board, doesn't have to be an absolute dogma.
Yeah.
But I think pizza was designed to be shared with people for the
equalizer.
Most part, right? It's the box of donuts. It is like, I'm bringing this in and we're all going to share this and eat this. I'm going to have more than everybody else, of course, but you know, ideally we'll share some of this together.
At least a slice or two.
Right.
Well, and everybody likes pizza.
Yeah. I think, I can't remember who it was, but there was one, you know, famous, you know, person who studied like efficiency or some business manager man, and it, I can't remember who the guy's name was, but he wouldn't take a meeting if the people at the meeting could be fed by three large pizzas, and if there were more, and that was the rule.
That's
and I thought that was really interesting. So pizza even carries into business, you know, matters and things, which I think is interesting.
Well, speaking of business matters, the pizza sales in the United States was estimated at $41.1 billion this year, according to PMQ Pizza Magazine. There's more than one pizza magazine.
There's several. Right.
Yes, and $18.5 billion of that is coming from independent pizza shops.
That's great.
Nationwide. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. So let's talk about the best pizza of any variety in the north, the south, the east, and the west section of Columbus. So if you're...
I was not prepared for that breakdown.
The geography is going to throw me off a little bit.
What's this north stuff?
So however you want to split Columbus into four quadrants, if there's something like Gahanna that's kind of in the middle between...
Or can we split it into four slices? Yes.
Ooh.
Sorry, Abby, I had to.
Yeah. It's all right.
You want to do it by neighborhood, maybe?
We could,
That's a lot of neighborhoods, but...
Or maybe just grab a neighborhood in that... I don't know.
A neighborhood.
Speed round.
Okay, if I just went around, you know, and my geography might be off, I'm just going to kind of go like clockwork, clockwise, whatever. So let me think. So if I'm thinking north, Clintonville, Harvest is probably a place where I would go. If I'm thinking north... What is it? West. Well, I guess Fly Pie, rest in peace. Also, I want to give a shout out north. Also, Villanova. They've got a pretty good pizza.
The Villanova.
If I want to go down, kind of south, downtown, I like Serafino's in the North Market.
Yeah,
they've got
good.
A decent pie.
Yep.
If I want to go, I mean, Bexley Pizza Plus out east, good, awesome. Probably one of my favorites that I don't eat often enough.
Brad is a hardcore foodie. He's a cool guy.
Mm. I want to be friends with Brad.
Award-winning Brad, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, west, like, I don't really know if I eat enough pizza out there. I mean,
I'm going to piggyback off what you're saying. I would say there's a really cool place. It's a classic old school. It's Giuseppe's. Hmm. They have a pinball machine, and they have, like, one of those little claw machines where it's a quarter, and everybody wins candy. And I love that kind of stuff. That, to me, is a classic American pizza place. So when you got a pinball machine, you can tell your wooden table's been around a while, and you got one of those claw machines, and the pizza's good, then you got a winner for me. So west side, I'd say Giuseppe's.
That would be my west side nomination. Nation too, and it's either them or Josie's. I can't remember which.
Oh,
Josie's is good, but
that
does
place,
the
yes.
30-inch pizza challenge, which defeated me. I couldn't do it even with the teammate. But those are like the two West Sides represent.
Yes,
pizza places that come to mind.
Yep, I agree.
I like it. All right, did that satisfy that question?
I could throw out some more.
Sure, go ahead.
Central Campus, Adriatico's, hands down. Old North Columbus Hound Dogs. Little Sicily, Reynoldsburg, East Side.
Yes, absolutely. That is a cool place. And while you're talking on the East Side, real quick, Vic's Pizza. That's my standard for pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, I love Vic's.
Vic's is legit.
For the first time over the winter. Really good stuff.
Very good.
Rossi for Short North.
Okay,
Still solid. Enrico's for Dublin. That area.
Pretty good,
Yeah. I just wanted to be able to give all of our listeners, since we cover, 21 communities, they all know where to go.
Oh, I have to throw one more in.
Yeah, go for it.
When I do a pizza tour, at the beginning of the tour, I ask everybody, what is your go-to pizza place?
Yes.
And I get a big, diverse bunch of answers.
Sure.
Eagles Pizza in New Albany always comes up.
Really?
I've never been. I will go eventually. But that always comes up.
I used to work at a New Albany, and that was a fun lunch spot that we would order pizza from. So that's a good kind of standard. It's not like something you'd want to do all the time. It's not my go-to because I'm not that part of town, but I've always been pretty happy with what I've gotten there.
Yeah. And as I kind of alluded to before, we asked our listeners, what's your favorite neighborhood pizza place? And other ones that were mentioned that we haven't brought up yet were Shorty's in Delaware, Gallo's Tap Room, Planks Cafe and Pizzeria on Parsons, Granddad's, which we did mention, and then Rotolo's.
Yeah, okay. Grandview Classic, one of the, from the 1960s, started out as one location. My best memory of Rotolo's is the first time I did a carryout order there, because in the Grandview location, that's the only thing you can do. And, you know, you're picking up the pizza, you're taking off the counter if you actually order it. And the cheese on this pizza was so thick, so heavy, so massive that literally, like, when I pulled, like, the box dropped down, like, about 2 feet. I wasn't ready for that weight. And I will never forget that experience. I nearly lost a pizza on my watch, right? But, yeah, Rotolo's is a classic Columbus candidate for
sure.
Oh,
my gosh. I want to experience that now. I feel like I need to go there. All right. And so one other thing that I looked up was the top 10 pizza chains by annual sales. Could you name what they would be? I have the top 10, and I'll give you credit if you name any of them.
How many pizzas do I get if I win?
Yeah. Well, Donato's, Jets.
Pizza Hut, Papa John's,
Domino's.
Some of them that you mentioned are not on this list.
Sbarro or Pizza Cucinova, which is a...
You know what's sad about Pizza Cucinova? I live in Westerville, and there was one next to Fresh Time, and it just went out of business. Oh. There's still one on State Street, on North State Street, but for some reason, it has
It's still in the greater Olentangy River Road area by 3rd as well. Yeah. It is a spin-off, high-end version of the Sbarro. Folks that run Sbarro and some other entities.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I did not know that.
Shout out to Dewey's, by the way.
Yeah.
The Buffalo
Dewey's
Chicken Pizza.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Dewey's, for me, is the family pizza place. Like I said, you can get a nice craft beer. The kids watch them spin pizzas up in the air. Everything's really good and consistent. I love the Tito's Santana, like taco pizza. I love the names of the pizzas. So yes, thank you
for bringing
up Dewey's. I have a question, and maybe Jim can help with this, because I need answers on these two styles of pizza I cannot find.
Father Jim over here.
Yes, Father Jim. You know?
Well, back in my day, little girl.
So I'm going to give you two styles. I think you'll follow me on this. So I'm looking for a Briar Hill style pizza.
Youngstown.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't want to drive to Youngstown to get it. I want it in Columbus. And there's one place I know of, Bella Pizza in Clintonville in the Graceland Shopping Center, and that's changed hands a couple times.
It's changed hands a couple times.
Changed a little bit.
People from Youngstown, Briar Hill area are like, it was a good effort, but
it's
not
close,
really.
It's close, but no cigar.
Everybody wants Wedgwood to really come and be here in a forest. That hasn't happened. So there must be something in the DNA and the soil and the water that just makes it a hard transition to Columbus.
Yeah.
Ohio Valley. I don't know if that was your second one, or Steubenville style pizza.
Yeah.
That's another one that has never
like
really made that transition to
Columbus. They have a great pizza. Yeah. That's a Steubenville style. But yeah, I was looking for a good Briar Hill pizza in Columbus. I feel like if I catch wind of it, I'm like there the next day.
The first version of like Belisari's, like they had pretty close, but no.
And then we talked about this in Lost Restaurant Sunrise Inn. Mm-hmm. They're a Warren transplant down here. They're here for a couple months and evaporated. Okay. Another type of pizza that is somewhat indigenous to Northeastern Ohio as well, and I want to make sure we're really clear on the expectation of what this means. White pizza. There's no ranch on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like an olive oil rubbed crust with herbs and spices and pepperoncini and peppers and like a combination of Romano and Parmesan cheese baked to perfection with a medium style crust that's cut Sicilian style.
Sicilian style will be hard, but a basic white pizza, the Fabulous Villanova actually has a pretty good version of that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
I don't want to set the bar too high.
All right.
But they make it true to form.
Okay.
And also Leon's has a pretty good white.
Okay. Because I feel like I've lived here for almost 20 years and I've tried when people, so-and-so has great white pizza, and I go to get it, and it's like sauce on it, like red sauce. And I'm like, the cheese is white, but that's not the...
It's not really
not
supposed
what
to
I was
be
talking
that
about.
Shade of white.
Yeah.
Pizza,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All
Across
right.
from Graceland, I just remembered this one. It is East Coast Pizzeria. There's a good little place back there. I can't remember the guy's name who owns it, but he was real friendly, cool, and the pizza was tasty. So kind of as we're sidebarring wine down here, I'd give a shout-out to them. They're really good.
I think they have a white as well.
Yeah, and Borgata pizza, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Borgata. We should have mentioned you. Yeah, good New York-style slice.
Ed and Roz are cool guys.
High-end location now in the Linworth area.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so. Their original location is in part of town that's little.
They got
rougher.
A good deal on the property.
Yeah, they got a good deal on the property. Yeah. But you walk in there and it's it's good.
Build it and they will come.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Are there any other places that we have not mentioned yet?
I mean,
plenty.
Yeah. Well, let's look at in the mid 1990s, Columbus was called the pizza capital of the United States.
Really?
Because we had more pizza places per capita than anywhere else in the country.
Wow.
And our eating behaviors were different too. We were averaging out eating about one pizza per week, which is more than most other places in the universe, right? So, like, we have, there's, I think if back when we had phone books and used them, like, there were about 450, called for pizza on telephones with cords on them. There were over 450 independent pizza places in Columbus.
Wow.
And that's not counting restaurants that served as well, right?
Whoa.
So, like, there's way too many to choose from. But I think what's wonderful about Columbus, as much as we have historically been focused on chains and things of that network, is this is a city that has historically supported mom and pop neighborhood pizza shops.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people are diehard. If this is your neighborhood shop, that's the best one in town, and you're not going to listen to anything else that we have to say on this podcast because you already know what the best is. But
sure.
There's a lot of great choices.
Yeah.
It's true.
That is definitely true. Well, as always, we want to hear from our listeners. If we missed your favorite Columbus pizza joint, definitely send us an email at online@thisweeknews.com or tweet at us at This Week News, or comment on the This Week News Food and Wine Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thisweekfoodandwine. All right. So, Delara, Jim, Vince, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Where can people find out more about you?
Just go on Instagram, check out Ferocious Appetite. You'll see what I'm eating. Probably pizza now.
All right. And Vince, where can people find out more about you?
In therecordstore.com, Columbus Music. There's a lot there, just like there is a lot of pizza here in the city. So check
Absolutely.
It out.
Absolutely. Cool. All right. And Jim?
ColumbusBrewAdventures.com. We run our pizza tour twice a month. We also go to breweries every week, too. So pizza and beer, great combination. Or CMH Gourmand to see my many, many, many listings about pizza, including my famous buffet battle post about the best pizza buffets in town.
We did do a buffet episode, and most of it was pizza buffets that we mentioned. So that is true. All right. Well, be sure to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and now Spotify. Or you can hear every episode on our website, thisweeknews.com. This is Abby Armbruster signing off, and stay hungry.